This is KCUR 89.3. Nobody saw this coming, a Kansas congressional race so big that President Obama has weighed in. KCUR Sam Zeff reports on the unexpectedly tight race for the 3rd Congressional District.
Here's the thing about the race between incumbent Republican Kevin Yoder and Democratic newcomer Jay Seide. It feels like a race for state legislature rather than a run for Congress.
And do you feel like all parents in the school district should be allowed to receive services through parents as teachers, or
yes,
just a certain criteria?
I think that all kids should have a fair shake.
That's Seide talking with a voter at a recent Saturday campaign event at a school. And yes, he's talking education, a subject Congress has very little sway over. But it's big in Johnson County, where the real battle over the seat will be waged. And it allows Seide to yoke the incumbent to the very unpopular Governor Sam Brownback.
Linking Yoder to Brownback was a safer strategy for Seide earlier.
That's KU political scientist Patrick Miller. When Seide got in the race, nobody knew whether Trump would be popular come November, so the campaign stuck with Brownback. Now we know Trump is faltering. Miller says the 3rd District is moderate, has elected Democrats before, and will probably go for Clinton for president.
I'm not surprised to see Yoder in a close race here, given that Clinton is leading in the district. You probably have some voters who are swinging to Seide because they're following Clinton at the top of the ticket.
But Yoder is fighting hard for a 4th term.
Congressman, are you surprised that you're in a real race here?
Well, look, it's a challenging climate, I think, for candidates in both parties across the country right now. The country's very, very divided.
The latest polls, both of which lean heavily Democratic, have Yoder winning by just 4 points within the margin of error. This is unfamiliar territory for Yoder, who got 60% or more of the vote in his last 2 races. So the race has turned decidedly negative.
Seide's attacking Kevin Yoder's record on education, but he skipped every school funding vote here in Kansas, failing to support over $500 million in new investments in our children's future. When our kids' schools were on the line, Seide didn't lift a finger to vote. So why would we vote for him? Say no to Jay Seide.
Seide not only questioned Yoder's commitment to public education, but also who donates to his campaign.
The payday loan industry is a parasite on our community and should be heavily regulated. And so it demonstrates where Kevin's focus is.
According to OpenSecrets.org, Yoder has received the 3rd most donations to House candidates from the payday loan industry this cycle. The Yoder campaign didn't address that directly, instead suggesting Seide is a failed small businessman. For his part, Yoder counters that Seide's interest in politics has come, well, late.
He didn't even vote in this race 2 years ago. I think the question you ought to ask him is, does he know where his polling place is, and is he going to vote in this year's congressional race?
Seide responded by saying he was out of state tending to a family emergency in 2014, but says he wishes he had a better voting record. With Election Day around the corner, there's no doubt Yoder is in trouble. As infuriating as it is to the Yoder campaign, the exploitation of Brownback's under 25% approval rating is working. And the newest Seide spot links the incumbent to Trump.
Kevin Yoder is the architect of Sam Brownback's education cuts. What's worse, even after this.
And when you're a star, you can do anything.
Whatever. Grab him by the...
Kevin Yoder still supports Donald Trump for president.
I approve this message because I won't support Brownback and Trump. I'll stand up to him.
We'll see a barrage of ads in the last couple of weeks because both Seide and Yoder have a lot of outside money to make their closing argument. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Sam Zeff.
KCUR is part of a statewide collaboration covering elections in Kansas this year.